Tipsy Dude Dunkaroo of the claims team. Geico is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Chrissy is refinancing her home, so she shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting her up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision she'll never regret, unlike wearing tap shoes to a surprise party.
Sorry, guys. Just trying to find the perfect hiding place.
Pretty regrettable, Chrissy. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock those sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Can one of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. Sorry, to keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Casey Gistler.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan. Hola, número dos. Of the Sports Hangover, Gus Kattengill with you, Jordan Kleber over here in Metre. Can you believe it's actually warmer? Imagine that, huh? It's a little warmer. It's going to be spring-like now from here on out.
I just can't believe that you see me cut off a bunch of people.
Of course I do.
Of course I didn't think you noticed.
Yes.
The strong survive.
Well, good. No. No, it's called I Know When We Leave at the Same Time and I Have to Go to the West Bank to Pick Up My Kid on Tuesday and Thursdays.
Get out the way.
No, I let you get – go ahead. You want to go, you know, cause a 15-car pileup, go ahead and do it. Just – I'm going to make sure that I'm away from you. That's all. Again, we all drive differently at different stages of our life. I'd like to see my kid. You know?
I'd like to see my home.
I don't know. The way you drive, I don't know.
On a Friday, the roads need to clear.
Exactly. You're ready to get home. I hear you. At ESPN Radio, no other way to treat. It's real simple. You know what we like to do after every game day?
Yeah, so we kind of took this from the Saints season. Mm-hmm. Pelicans fans, who gets the game ball, pat on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to coach after the Pelicans win over the Celtics last night?
Can you believe college baseball is off and running?
I know. It was a bunch of games.
A bunch of fun games.
Weekend.
I saw a lot of people tweeting nationally, locally. Look, you know what it's going to be. I mean, state baseball is just going to be state baseball. It's going to be tough. Tulane, 1-2 over the weekend, 1-3-2 the next innings. 8-9 is they lost, and a 9-7 to the Cajuns. The Cajuns will be taking on LSU on Wednesday. LSU's 1-1. Remember, they didn't play Friday. Played Saturday. 1-6-1. Lost 6-5 yesterday. They're playing today at 5:00 against Louisiana Tech. The Colonels went 1-2. 1-11-4. Lost 4-3. Lost 3-2 in 10 innings. So again, those are all close games. I mean, it's going to be interesting because again, you're in the beginning of the season, you're still figuring out a lot of things and everyone's still trying to figure it out themselves on, by the game, you know, when you look at it. UNO, 2-1, the opening weekend. They took on Southern. They won 10-5 on Saturday. Sunday, a doubleheader. Lost 4-3, won 6-3. Again, that loss is a close game from that aspect. Tuesday, tomorrow, game one of the Pelican Cup. We'll see. We'll get Manny. We'll get Andrew on, both voices for the Privateers and Wave, to talk about that game tomorrow. It's at 6:00. It'll be over at Tulane. What you got?
No, I just find it very interesting. I kind of wanted to bring it up. I meant to text you this, but mm-hmm. I just find it very interesting how higher level of baseball can't, you know, take off here in New Orleans. Because you see it throughout the state. There's so much talent throughout the state in baseball altogether. I mean, you see a lot of these teams going to Omaha almost every year, and it just it's weird that you can't see, you know, a higher level of baseball kind of cement.
I literally had that conversation on Friday with Scott Prather of ESPN 1420. Yeah. I go on his show in the mornings and every Friday. And he asked me that about it. It was a topic on their show. We'll do it. We'll do it one day, maybe even this week, if you like. But I have several things on it. And, you know, we'll get Tim on because obviously he had to follow a team that left, a AAA team. Yeah. I think in a Cliff Notes version of what I'm going to say in more detail, and maybe we'll get a handful of different people, you know, Coach Maestri, who was part of the Zephyrs organization, all that. We'll do that. We'll plan a day and legitimately look at it as to why it doesn't work. But I don't think it's specific to just New Orleans. I think minor league baseball is a very tough sell right now. Mm-hmm. I think baseball right now is a very, very tough sell.
I don't think in major
league baseball.
Though.
No, it doesn't. But there's certain things that are, there's a lot of things that are different on that. Okay. And I think money has a ton of to do with that. Coverage, attachment is massive as well. When people in this area cared about it, they were the Astros affiliate. Yeah. It's not even close. When they stopped being the Astros affiliate, it was done. Right? And minor league baseball as a whole has become a place where it has to be about now the event or the gathering. The game, the players, the wins, the losses are completely second, third, and fourth fiddle. Right? It's about, at the ballpark. What promotions are you doing? There's a reason sometimes these AAA, AAA teams get in trouble by doing some very risky promotions, right, to try to get people to show up, because that's what it is now. And I think it's because the parent league, major leagues, are not helping you out there. The lack of a salary cap, the lack of teams being on networks that you don't have to pay for and stuff, it just kills it. And quite honestly, you can argue with me all you want. Again, I'll bring a bunch of people on. We can make a fun show out of this, but my opinion, baseball's become basically golf.
Oh, come on.
No. What I'm saying is you have to have money to play at a younger level. You baseball is becoming a sport, or has become a sport. Maybe it's been a sport. I don't know. Where, at least in this country, just by inherently how it starts and how you get noticed and how you get to go somewhere, excludes a lot of different kids. It just does. It just does. Like, for me to take up golf or to teach, I mean, there's a coach, there's a country club, there's green fees, all the, if you want to play at a certain level of baseball here to be seen and noticed and go to the good high schools or go play Legion and go play on
but
travel.
That does happen here.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But inherently, that's part of a problem, because you're diminishing, you're funneling that the river's not as wide for interest and growth. And then I think one of the things that absolutely kills the sports when you get to college, you don't have scholarships. I'm telling you, it's one of the reasons that I've discussed it with my wife. Do I want to spend weekends? Do I want to spend the money that it's going to cost every single weekend in hopes that Carver might be good enough to be offered somewhere? And if it's, say, like Tulane, I don't have 60 grand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not a lot of people that don't. I mean, I know people that go on the weekends. It is not a cheap thing every single weekend if your kid makes the travel team. Period. That's time, that's commitment, that's money. I don't know. So, but again, we can get into that, whether that's an issue, whether it's not. But I think there's a reason there's love for college baseball is because of that. There are a lot of good institutions. You have a ton of travel teams. You know, Louisiana, New Orleans won the Little League World yes. Series. You know, Derek and his staff and his kids, you know, did that as well. So there is a love for it. But I think past college, you have to have an attachment. People love LSU baseball because of their championships, right? I mean, that's why it became that place. But people followed baseball that long. They loved it. They enjoyed it. They were a part of that. And it spurred on everywhere else around here, too. You have good coaches.
I like
we were talking to Thibodeau yesterday.
Tulane's. Well,
that's what I was going to say.
I saw a bunch of my buddies were watching the game.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
And Seth, I really haven't seen that.
Seth Thibodeau.
10 years ago.
From Nichols said that last week when we spoke to him on Thursday. He goes, look at the state. Every team has good coaches. From Robichaud, you know, you had Tulane. You know, my goodness. I mean, Jones, you know, he coached Team USA. you know, when some of his teams also went to Omaha and stuff like that. So there is a lot of very good baseball in this state and in the South. But again, money is a big thing. The second the SEC started figuring out you can make money on baseball, what did they do? They upgraded all the facilities. And that's why, as Paul Mainieri said to us on Thursday, he expects 12 teams to go to the tournament. 12. And he actually said everyone in the SEC West can win it. His division. You could not have said that 5, 10, 15 years ago. Not a shot. So, but again, when it comes to university athletics, people have an attachment. You either went there, you grew up there, right? I mean, that's different. In Major League Baseball, unless you're one of those cities, and even if you're in one of those cities, remember Tim Grubbs talked about this when we were on with him last week. He expects his Pirate baseball team, because he's from the Pittsburgh area, he expects his team to lose 100-plus games. I'm just saying, I clearly remember, even in the Peyton era, people leaving in the third quarter when the Panthers were beating the Saints. And before the Peyton Breeze era, I couldn't give away tickets. So don't tell me winning doesn't matter. So when you have two-thirds of Major League Baseball teams that have zero shot at winning, forget winning the World Series, have zero shot at winning, and there's no cap, your interest is not going to be as strong. And then you have to be in those cities to even watch those teams. And only a very finite amount, like maybe a couple of my buddies that are diehard Cup fans, they play for the MLB package. The Graf pays for the MLB package so he can watch his Dodgers. Diehard fans. How many people do that, though? And I think that's the problem, you know? But yeah, but that I would say that's why. It's hard for me to go to Zephyr Field. And mind you, remember, when we're talking about college baseball, the end of the year, Omaha, it's the beginning of the heat. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been at the box, dude, and it's sticky, right?
No.
It's sticky. It can get like that. But it's not June, July, August. So if you don't have attachment to those players, the team's not winning on airline drive, and it's 104 in the heat index, and there's really, you know, and the stadium hadn't been enhanced or there's nothing
indoor
that has been done to it in decades, it's a tough sell. It just is.
Indoor stadium.
Well, I hear you. And then it comes to investment, and it comes to how you do it. But anyway, I'd love to, and maybe we'll do a show as to that here as well and get different perspectives, people that have been in those organizations and all that, and whether or not they're going to make an investment to bring, you know, minor league baseball back. Because it is a very valid point that you just brought up. Because it doesn't make much sense. Because people in this state absolutely love high school baseball. College baseball.
And then it falls off a cliff.
Legion. I mean, travel team. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know? I mean, you talk to people that are part of it, like Derek. We'll get him on. You know. I mean, playground like Gerard and all that, Little Farm. I mean, like, you know the playgrounds. You know the areas. I mean, they have it down to a T in a science. What park you need to go to, what travel team you need to be to, then those kids get selected for the travel team of travel teams to play other states for the Little League World Series. I mean, this state has it down packed. You know, if I legitimately want Carver to eventually one day play at Williamsport or something, then I know who to call. I mean, there's a pathway, right? To your point. So why is that then? You know, and also again, though, population, man. Got to have population, you know. Would that work if it's on the North Shore? I don't know. So, but we'll do that one day. We'll definitely talk about that when it comes. So anyway, I want to kind of give you the tidbits on college baseball as it's off and running. So we'll continue to look at that here as well. Jordan, college basketball, March Madness, dudes, around the corner. Conference tournaments start next week. So that is going to be something to keep an eye on. A big blowout win by LSU against Auburn over the weekend. We'll touch on that. A heartbreaking loss by the Green Wave on the basketball court as well. Football, by the way. We're going to talk to Coach Rebo tomorrow, right? I mean, we do it on Tuesdays.
What, 80, Dude, did you 82? See the score? Is it 82 or 87?
Did you see the score? What was the score?
Was it 82 to, Or 87-3.
87-3 over Lincoln University of Missouri. 87-3. We'll talk to Coach Reba tomorrow touchdowns. About that as they will take on Lamar on Saturday. 87-3. That is not a basketball score. That is a football score. 87-3 was the score there. So we'll touch on all of that and more. Coming up next, it's Sharif Eishak from Channel 6. We'll touch with him. Some of his thoughts here. I legitimately want to ask him, and again on the hardwood, by the way, the Colonels beat Central Arkansas 79-68. They'll play on Wednesday against HBU. Jordan, have you been paying attention to the memes for Drew Brees?
Yes.
Is it appropriate? I'm just asking. Do you think it's right? Do you think it's fair? The last year
I definitely
before we come
feel
back.
Bad for him.
It's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
Invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts with huge incentives. This is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at HOMA's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota where you get the deal.
It's Mike DeTillia for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
Hi, this is Sydney and Trip Lee with AC Ambulance. Winter is here. That means it's time to have your heater clean and checked. Are you tired of your old system? This is the perfect time to upgrade. Our prices are at the lowest this time of the year. So call AC Ambulance for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Daikin system backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty and financing to fit any budget. Don't wait till your attic is 130 degrees.
Don't take a chance. Call the ambulance today at 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
It was 1972, and in Miami, the Dolphins went undefeated. In New York City, disco was just getting started. And in Houma, the Foster family opened their Terminex business to help protect the good folks of South Louisiana from nasty pests. When you want to sock it to those nasty roaches, termites, and rodents, you want the local pros from Terminex on your side.
So call those Bayou boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
See, where do we start with our next guest? Sharif Eishak, Channel 6 Deportes. At Sharif WDSU, do we start, Sharif, with baseball? Do we start with football? Or do we start with a game yesterday in which... you know, I don't know. I'll just play this. Here's the graph to kind of give you an idea of how excited he was.
Get it into Williamson. Zion driving at Thompson. Driving. Throws it up off the glass and rolls in. And one. Ask and ye shall receive.
Sharif, where do you want to start? You want to start with the Pels in the graph?
What a voice. I'm sure if you're in the arena because there's not that many fans allowed right now, you can hear him throughout the entire arena. No, seriously, he's that loud and that good.
especially in those key moments, that is for sure. Let's start with the Pels, man, and we'll get into something that I think I would love to get your opinion on when it comes to the Saints and Drew Brees. How am I supposed to feel about this team? I've used the analogy once already today. It's the relationship, your family, your boys, your partners, your mom, your sister. They tell you this is not good for you. It's not good for you, and you won't listen because there's heartbreak, but at the same time, there's that one day of the week where it's not heartbreaking. It's just really good. I mean, that's how I feel with this Pels team.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you can go with the cliche roller coaster. I mean, it really is a roller coaster. I mean, one game you get the Suns' fourth quarter embarrassing, epic, historical loss, and then you get a historical come-from-behind win. And you're just wondering if they can bottle that up and be consistent. I mean, you're not asking the Pelicans to go undefeated. You're also asking, just ask them to play like they did yesterday and at least have some fight, have the heart, and play like the way they did in that second half. That's exactly the way I think people would like to see this team play. Even if they lose some of the games, you just don't want to see them lose the way they did against the Suns, give up those 40-plus point quarters, or not have Zion against the Blazers, have the ball in his hand on the last possession. It's stuff like that that's frustrating. I'm sure it's frustrating to Stan Van Gundy, too. So, I mean, just want to see, like, more consistency like they had yesterday in that second half. That's all. That's all. The fire.
No doubt. Consistency is actually that word, but more importantly, that fire. And get this right. It's spelled differently, but I think it means the same. Heart. Josh Hart. I mean, is he not the heart of this team?
Yeah, you know, I think Fletcher was the one who asked him the question about being the junkyard dog after the game. And, yeah, I know he says he'd like to be that player, but it has to be on a consistent basis. And what he did yesterday against Jason Tatum was awesome. Well, he was good. I mean, he had 3 blocks. He's 5-10 from the field, had 17 points, 10 rebounds. Like, off the bench, that's really good. I mean, you'd like to see, once again, the word consistency, to be that junkyard dog, to be that guy who could come off the bench and be that spark. But I thought the big real spark that started was J.J. Redick getting tossed. I'm sure we're going to talk about that. But, yeah, Hart was amazing. He was amazing. That's exactly the type of guy you need coming off the bench. You start wondering, do you even start him now if he's going to play like that on a consistent basis?
It's funny you brought that up. One of my favorite things you do when you tweet is use the trash can emoji. And I think it was 3 trash cans. Do we have like a rating system? Is 5 trash cans the worst? You know, like 5 stars, like the worst. When you gave me 3 trash cans on the official that tossed JJ Redick.
Listen, I don't know his name. Number 58. Okay, listen. If you can't catch a bounce pass with spin on it, that's on you. That's on you. It ain't on JJ Redick. Just because JJ Redick got a technical for the first on the cursing at you the first time. You're mad you couldn't catch his bounce pass with spin. That's not on him. That's on you. I mean, come on, man. I know it's a national game. Officials sometimes want to be part of the game. Like yesterday, that shouldn't have happened. I mean, that really shouldn't have happened. I mean, I guess it was a good thing it did happen because it fired up the team even more.
Yeah. It's interesting you bring that up. Yeah, it did kind of spark something as well, though. But, man, I've seen some games this year where I'm just like, whoo, the officiating's tough, huh?
It's NBA, man. It's just the NBA. I mean, you reverse one. You stay with one call on the end after you review it, and then I'll go back on the other end and you reverse the call and say it's the Celtics' fault. It's just so much. There's the inconsistency is just out of this world. But that's been the NBA forever. I mean, even with replays, it just seems like it's gotten a little bit worse. I don't understand how you miss certain calls or how you reverse certain calls or stay with calls. It's magnified even more with replay, and especially in a nationally televised game, all eyes are going to be on plays like that, and it shouldn't be part of the game. The players should be able to play more. That shouldn't be the reason why teams win or lose.
Speaking with Sharif Oshak from Channel 6 Sports at SharifWDSU on Twitter, you're pretty good at this. It's kind of what you have to do, right? You don't get a lot of time in the package. If you had to do a bridge, a transition, or I guess a theme on a package on Zion right now. What are you saying to us?
Point Zion. And, I mean, I think it's the last 7 games that they transitioned to point Zion. And, man, he's been fantastic in that role as point Zion. I wish they would have thought of it much quicker. I mean, it could be a much different 30 games for the Pelicans that they got into it much quicker. But it's just something dominant. I mean, he's getting the ball near midcourt or at the top of the key, and I don't see anyone brave enough to step in front of him for a charge, which, by the way, I can't stand charges in the NBA. That's just play defense. So he's done fantastic with the ball in his hand at the top of the key, running that offense sometimes, and it opens it up for the other shooters, too, if they can knock it in. So I liked it. That would be my bridge. Since he became point Zion, the difference it has made for him and some of the other guys who've gotten open shots. So that would be my key. My key has been since they made him point Zion, it's been tremendous for him. He's only going to get better. He leads the NBA in points, I think, in the paint. So just imagine, man, if he can develop a little bit of a jump shot, consistent jump shot, man, I don't know, man. It's going to be even scarier. I mean, of course, he has to play a little bit better defense, but, man, that's just a difference maker whenever he has the ball in his hand driving down the lane.
You heard that, huh, Jordan? He mentioned the key, which is what I did on Thursday. I said, the keys. Mm-hmm. Time to hand him the keys mm-hmm. because, to your point, Sharif, with the ball in his hands, he gave the Pels a two-point lead, converting the and one in regulation. And in overtime, the big three by Ingram to put him up 115-112 was an assist by Zion. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. All right, I want to transition. We'll close out with college baseball. I know you love your college baseball and cover the Tigers for a while in BR, so we'll get into that here. But you like your time on Twitter. You've noticed, right? You've been noticing, haven't you? The memes about Drew Brees. He's been trending for like 4 days in a row. Drew Brees is trending. It's making me nervous because I've been traveling or I'm doing stuff with the family and I see Brees is trending. Like, did he announce something? Did I miss something? But he's trending. And he's trending because every meme is either a brick that goes 2 inches, an old person running, somebody that looks like he's 95. I mean, he's trending for the wrong reasons. What do you make of this? Why is he trending?
I don't know, man. I just think people, maybe they're just having fun. I don't know, maybe they're just saying Father Time is maybe catching up to him making a slow decision. I don't know. I mean,
the guy won the Super Bowl. He's the best player to ever win, to ever wear the Saints uniform. And, like, I don't know. Do you find it a bit disrespectful? Do you think it's just viral fun?
It's all about viral fun. I mean, look, if you can compliment him and say about all the records he broke and all the nice big seasons he's had, I guess you can have a little viral fun. I don't think anyone means anything bad by it. I mean, maybe some people do, but it's just a little viral fun. But I'm honestly a little surprised that he has not made any kind of decision yet. I mean, we're at the end of March this week. I mean, February. Maybe he makes it next week. Maybe he makes it on the 15-year anniversary when he signed with the Saints, March 14th. So it's a little surprising to me. I mean, they renegotiated his contract. I don't know if he's coming back to play for $1 million. I doubt that. I mean, no one ever takes that to the price. There's almost play for $1.whatever million that he dropped his contract to, but I think I think it's going to happen since after Super Bowl, and here we are, February 20-something. I don't even know the date anymore. 21st, 22nd.
22nd.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Maybe the next 2 weeks, maybe it really is on the 15-year anniversary when he signed with the Saints. Maybe it's going to happen on March 14th. So, maybe he's waiting for the weather to get nice. I don't know. The weather has been pretty bad.
The weather's beautiful the past 3 days.
What are you talking about? I mean, today's really the
He wants to maximize coverage, man. And the best thing for him to do is do it like on a Tuesday or Wednesday when the weather's perfect.
Okay, I got it. What you got for him?
No, I was just saying we did this, I think, three weeks ago now. Drew Brees has to make his retirement statement by February 18th. Well, it's February.
Right. Well, Sharif just brought up a good point, maybe, so, you know, the anniversary.
Well, I mean, February 18th was the anniversary of last year when he said he's coming back.
Oh, yeah, but there's a bigger anniversary, as he just said, you know, 15 years.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Come on, Jordan. It's all about bigger anniversaries, not about one-year anniversaries. It's about the bigger picture.
What day of the week? I mean, I feel like this is like prop bets for the Super Bowl. Give me a day of the week you think it happens.
I think to maximize everything and to make sure he gets the respectful coverage and what he deserves, best way to do it is not to do it on a weekend or a Friday. So I would say the best thing I think to do it is on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
I'm going Wednesday with a trusty source on Twitter leaking an announcement's expected this week on Monday. And then on Tuesday, a press conference has been scheduled on Wednesday. That's how I would do it. Leaked tweets on Monday. The presser is announced on Tuesday for Wednesday.
Is it going to be a Zoom?
Of course it is.
It can't be a Zoom. Yeah,
well, I mean, what do you want it to be?
They could put it in the Superdome, but they're renovating the dome. They could put it in the arena, but the Pelicans are playing
Champion Square. Should we do it on Champion Square?
Have Drew Brees.
Yeah, the weather's nice enough. Sure,
yeah.
You could
Champion
do it
Square.
Outside.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually a good point. Maybe they leak something tomorrow. It's already 1:30 today, so they leak it tomorrow. Get an announcement from the Saints. Hey, press conference on Wednesday. So that's the best way to get his, you know, respectfully give the coverage he deserves.
Right, exactly. I mean, you got to give NFL Live some time. You got to give, you know, SportsCenter to get the videos ready to queue up. And
Listen, all the local people have everything ready to go.
You're ready to go.
About us,
you already have the graphics, I'm sure.
Do you? What's okay? Well, like, all right, well,
all of that goes.
All right, since you brought it up,
throw it all away.
Since you brought it up, this will be if there is a leak of like we get a day of the presser tomorrow. I'm going to throw this out as a question of the day, but you're going to be first. So you're breaking it here. What is the video you're leading off with? Is it the Super Bowl? What's the highlight you're leading off with?
It would be him holding up the trophy would be the best one. I don't want
to
show.
Is that the start? I mean, you know, like they come to you, like you know, no, here's Tri-Fi Shaq live on Airline Drive, and it's
signing
you.
His contract.
All right, so you tell us, okay, the announcement's today, and right when they go from you to video, what is the first thing we're seeing?
It could be him walking out of the stadium against the Buccaneers in the playoffs.
Oh, no! Not the dreaded look up to the final time on the scoreboard. No!
It's emotional. That's what
you're right, though.
We're going to change the channel.
No, but he's right, though. I mean, it's you know, the retirement came on that, and then probably the next one is that, you know?
You don't want to show the last his last ever pass, do you? Which was an interception.
Stop! I just got a text on that. You can't show the pitch and in a pull. That's not what this one is. I don't. But look, how do you do it? You're right. So Sharif, you're right. I think the first piece of video you see is him trotting off against Tampa.
I would think it would have to be that if it is the anniversary, why not?
He can do that in the package.
15 years ago today, yeah. Drew Brees signed, and have Drew Brees signing the contract, and then today is the day that he's
holding up the jersey. Yes. Holding up the jersey. Yes. You think that's the first one?
I think
one?
That would be the
All
best
right, so
way
George
to start
going
off the
positive, Sharif. You're going with the last thing we saw. Okay.
That's whenever we have the whole recap his career. That's when we show that. But the first thing I would show is them walking out of the stage.
Good point. Sharif Ozcheck,
professional.
Channel 6. He is. He is a professional. Thank you, Sharif, for giving us your time today.
Sure, man.
That's Sharif WDS here. Rafael Esparza. We'll ask him if the desert is chirping or hearing anything. This is Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans next.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
At Thibodaux Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodaux Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodaux.com.
The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent to over 100 top job sites with one click. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You know, we had a sports anchor.
I know, but...
Television journalist. Since you asked me, Jordan just asked me, by the way, as we're bringing Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, at VSI Doc Sports on Twitter, about doing a package. I started in television. I gave you my answer. You didn't like it.
No, I liked
it.
You didn't like it. I just wanted to get your opinion.
And I gave it to you, and you didn't like it. You said I was wrong. But you had Sharif.
The word wrong never came out of my mouth. Well, we were talking about sports. This is about something else.
In a typical package, you get tossed to you. You open it. You start the story.
Yeah, but it's the bridge.
It's
not a live package.
Okay, well, all right. So it's not live shots today. Yeah, okay. It would be that, and then you come in the middle.
In the middle? I thought I'd just come in at the end.
Well, it depends. If you do the bridge, you come in at the end. Anyway, Rafael Esparza, how are you? We'll figure out how we're going to do Jordan's television package here shortly. So how was your weekend, man? Got a lot of stuff to talk about.
It was good. I mean, I got to watch fights all day Saturday night, college hoops on Saturday. Got to see an outstanding Pelicans game yesterday, house shopping on Royal Street. So it was a fun and festive weekend.
Let's start with the boxing. We had a fun boxing match. And what was it? How do we call it? The left hook heard around the world that stopped somebody. I honestly thought somebody was dead in the ring. I mean,
I couldn't agree more. I thought he died in that fight.
I'm not being funny. I was fearful.
And I thought that fight should have been over in the fourth round because he got rocked in the fourth round. For him to make it all the way to the 10th, 11th round was a miracle. But, yeah, the devastating left hook that almost killed the guy. And I'm just glad that his CAT scan, everything came back on Perchett. Everything's good. I think he got released early Sunday morning. So I was just happy because he took not just a shot to faces, multiple left hooks to the face. So just a great boxing match for Oscar Valdez. Just dominated the whole fight. His quickness was just too much for Perchett, the champion. So it was an outstanding, outstanding fight. If you haven't watched it, go back and watch it because that punch wasn't just a whole highlight of the fight. The champion showed his champion try to come back, but just couldn't do it.
I was going to say, a lot of people were talking about that. That's one of those matches where you go, and that's why people love boxing.
Yes, that's the reason why people love boxing. It was just a nice fight, just dominating of punches all over the place, and a devastating left hook where some people complain about UFC, about the grappling and the wrestling. It sometimes can be very boring, especially if it's a championship fight. But for this championship boxing match, this is why myself will always pick boxing over MMA.
Was it Blades and Lewis was the highlight there? What'd you see in that one?
Another devastating uppercut heard around the world. I mean, we all know Blades is an outstanding wrestler, collegiate wrestler, and he went down to maybe take him down, and Lewis's mouth probably drooled because he knew that uppercut was going to land and just rocked him. I mean, Lewis was losing that fight. No ifs, ands, or buts. If he didn't land that, he would probably lost the fight because Blades was kicking him in his leg, hurting him bad, showing a jab on Lewis all fight long. It was just one punch the reason why Lewis gets the big win, and we see him. I don't think he's going to fight for a championship round because I think with John Jones going into heavyweight, they're probably going to give him a heavyweight championship chance, whoever wins the next heavyweight belt. But Derek Lewis, devastating left hook. And I think Blades is probably still sleeping.
Okay. Speaking of sleeping, I don't know. I don't think anybody has slept on this viral video. Now, the kid at Cam Newton's football camp apologized today. The viral video has gone viral because he was kind of giving Cam Newton business. Verbal middle finger saying that, you know, he's a free agent. He's broke or whatever. Cam Newton's telling the kid he's rich. Where's your dad? What did you make of that?
Welcome to 2021. I mean, or the 2020s, whatever you want to call it. This is how we live. This is social media. If anything trends, positive, negative, funny, non-funny, that's just the way it is. And this one caught eyes because of Cam Newton. And this one started trending because probably Cam Newton. So I would hate to be a celebrity, actor, athlete, and all that in this era of social media. And anything you say can be misconception, and everything just starts going backwire, and you're backpedaling the whole time. I'm so glad that I'm just mediocre that's been married for 20 plus years and only gets yelled at by his wife.
I hear you. Look, I think that's the problem now. Everything gets video and recorded, and you know, I don't know. You're at his camp. What Why are you giving him business, man? I was just asking Sharif about this. You spend time on social media. What do you make all these Drew Brees memes and gifs of him possibly coming back and not looking well?
It's scary if you're a Saints fan, because I think every Saints fan, and no disrespect to Drew Brees, I just think his past is prime, but I think they're A, making fun of him at the same time, and B, maybe that's how they're saying thank you, to say, hey, thanks for all the stuff you did for us. But yeah, if he comes back, boy, social media is going to have a field day if he comes back, which I don't think. I think I would not be surprised if this is the week he says something like, hey, I'm not coming back, and then the Saints come back and say, hey, we're signing Jameis for 1 or 2 years, and all you can eat crab legs at one of the hotels on Bourbon.
It is interesting when you look at, I guess, how some sort of feel, but I don't know. I just kind of look at it and just am surprised. I guess it's viral fun at the same time. He's kind of successful here at the time, but we'll see how it moves on and moves forward here. Lots of talk, though, still over the weekend, Rafael. So I want to ask you twofold, not only on Breeze, but also, man, is this legit? I mean, the Panthers are apparently trying to do everything possible to get Deshaun Watson, and the Texans do everything possible to tell people they're not trading him.
Yeah, I don't understand what the Houston are doing, because I think Houston has to realize no free agent is going to want to play in Houston right now. So why don't you just blow it up, rebuild, get as much as you can, and trade them to Carolina, Miami, whatever you want to trade them. But I just don't understand why they keep on telling people that they're keeping them, because even if they do keep them, that's all they're going to have is him, because no free agent, no one wants to play there. I don't blame them for not wanting to play there. Get what you can right now and move on, because it just totally blows me away that they keep on telling teams that they have no interest in trading him.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I guess you can still kind of help yourself and move that as well. I thought something else that I thought was interesting, Devontae Smith in the podcast was asked, who's the better quarterback, Tua or Mac Jones? And he very definitively said Mac Jones. Look, I've seen it last week in mock drafts. This guy's gone from late first to middle first to, was it Pete Prisco? Somebody on CBSSports.com had him fourth to the Falcons. Like, is this guy really rising that much?
I don't think he goes fourth. I would not be shocked if the Bears pick him up. I don't think Jones goes fourth in the draft. But, yeah, he keeps his stock is probably rising is quicker than anybody else. But I would right now, I would probably take Jones over to right now, because I think Jones is a better pocket passer. And the teams that are looking for Jones, I think that's what they're looking for, a pocket passer. No disrespect to Tua, but I think Tua needs to show everybody this year, his season two, that this is why he was projected number one quarterback, and people were tanking for Tua. If he struggles or has a mediocre season, he's going to be a backup quarterback somewhere.
Very interesting. You look at it from that perspective, right? Still nuts that Miami still, I don't know. That whole Tua Fitzpatrick thing is good. Does Fitzpatrick stay in Miami, or does he go somewhere else? You think somebody takes a chance on him? There's so many teams that want quarterbacks, or do you think he's that guy that's just going to be a flash in the pan, he's going to be a backup?
He'll go somewhere else and maybe try to get a starter, or maybe battle for a place for a starter. Maybe he comes here in New Orleans and battles Jameson for a starter. Who knows? But I think he's going to go somewhere else to try to battle for a starter position.
Latest, what you're hearing on J.J. Watt?
I don't know why it's getting so much love for Cleveland. I still think it's going to be Packers, Tennessee, or Bucks. Those are my three. I'm not Steelers have worse cap roof space than the Saints, and I don't think the Browns is that destination for him to go. I would not be sure. I think look out for Tampa Bay. If they can't re-sign some of their key pieces on defense, then I think the Bucks go after him. But I still think it's Tennessee, Green Bay, or the Bucks.
Somewhat football, but not. And the big news came after the game. 53-0 Jackson State over Edward Waters and NAIA football program. But the big news was Deion Sanders not winning his coaching debut. It was after when he went bananas in a postgame presser because his jewelry, watch, and phone were stolen. The university later tried, I guess, to either walk it back or say, hey, no, it was just misplaced and it's been returned. He claimed in a tweet later after that no, it was stolen. A staff member saw the theft take place. Odds that Deion Sanders stays the head coach at Jackson State.
he'll stay. I think the big shocking news about that game is that game didn't go over the total. How does that game, 56-0, not go over the total? Not about the theft, not about Deion winning his first game. How does a college football game that has 56-0 game not go over the total?
Mm, okay. Easy enough. What did I watch with Elimination Chamber yesterday? The Miz? The Miz beat McIntyre? What?
Yeah, the Miz won, and now he's the new heavyweight champion. It's going to be very interesting how they – I know why they did it. They kind of wanted more plug for Edge and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania because, let's face it, SmackDown is still on Fox. Fox is still a major channel than the USA Network. Well, I think I'm getting bombed right now.
I was gonna say, what do you have? You have a fighter jet to fly over the Esparza House, man.
That's how famous I am. My interview at New Orleans ESPN, yeah, they do the flyover at the
end of the interview. Segment, just like the end of the national anthem. There it is. Here come the F-18s right out of you.
Yeah. So I think Edge and Roman Reigns is going to be the key match at WrestleMania, not The Miz.
It was just odd. I don't know. It was just odd. Yes, I'm like, but then again, there's one thing you can, you can count on when it comes to WWE and Vince McMahon and his storylines, right? And that is, most of them not making very much sense.
And some of them coming out of left field. No one thought that was going to happen last night. The Miz coming out and being the champ. So I kind of like that kind of storyline because it's just out of left field where. When I put odds on them, people say, oh, it's fake, it's predetermined. Okay, let me call my cell phone right now and tell me you thought The Miz was going to be the heavyweight champ when you went to bed last night.
Final 60 seconds with you, Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas at VSI Doc Sports on Twitter. Real simple, college basketball. I got the tournaments that start next week all around the place. I still feel like it's Gonzaga and everybody else. I saw a nice win by Kansas, I guess, over the weekend. Is LSU getting in? I don't know. What do I need to know about college hoops right now going into final regular season week?
That Gonzaga and Baylor would not cut down the net. Take the field. There's a few much talent that's been playing really, really good ball. And keep an eye out for the long shot. Cleveland State, Mike State, the answer is UC Irvine. Someone's going to shock the world.
All right, here it is. Rafael Esparza, we'll talk to you at the end of the week, sir. Thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
There it is, Jordan, right above you. There's the video of the kid giving business to Cam Newton. I want you to know that when I saw that, I thought of you.
I knew that was coming.
You absolutely would be that kid.
I wouldn't be that kid.
Absolutely. Really Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
A strong defense wins the game. Don't wait for rising water. Call Associated Pump and Supply today. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs, Associated Pump and Supply has your water solution with 30 years plus experience. Our staff is ready to deliver, install, repair, or retrofit your pumping equipment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 985-851-7077 or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
This spring season, gear up with the new Massey Ferguson tractor from Southern Trailer Works during their spring kickoff demo days on March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works welcomes spring with huge savings and 0% interest on Massey Ferguson tractors and tractor package deals. Test drive a new Massey Ferguson tractor on Friday or Saturday, March 5th and 6th. Call Southern Trailer Works at 985-448-0844 and ask about their over-the-phone non-contact sales and delivery. Visit them in Schriever at the foot of the overpass.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You didn't like my answer. Well, so I figured you would bring
back
a professional.
To get him back on.
Like last night's, yesterday afternoon's game. between the Pelicans and Celtics had to go into overtime. Sharif Eishak, we already had you on as a guest at 115. You graciously will give us another 60 to 90 seconds here. My intern does not like my answer when he asked. He has to do a stand-up.
Well, I'm creating a package.
Okay, go ahead. Just explain to Sharif from Channel 6 the podcast.
Yeah, so I'm creating a package for school, and it's about the Causeway Safety Base as an updated story. And I still need to do my stand-up. I have everything else filmed. But how many times should I show my face within the package?
My general rule of thumb is if you're doing a feature package and you're bridging the story, you should do one in the middle. And usually when you do a stand-up, it's to show, like, you're talking about something where there's no video available. Bridging the story, there's a gap that you're trying to bridge, and there's necessarily no video for it, so you're trying to bridge that story together. So that's for a feature story. A basic, I don't really do news stories, so whatever you're doing sounds like a snoozer. So if it's just a generic story, I do one on the front end, giving some information where, once again, there's no video to behind that information, so you're just trying to be on camera to give that info, and on the back end, give the audience another bit of information about the story that also doesn't have any video to back it up. So that's my rule of thumb. That's how I've always done it. So I'm bridging the story to the middle. Any generic preview story, I'll put front end, back end with some stats or something to back up the story in the front and back. So it's everyone has their own taste when it comes to doing stand-ups and how they use them in their packages. That's how I do it. Now, everyone else doesn't do it the way I do it.
I'm going to stand up now, and I'm taking – what am I doing right now?
You're taking a bow.
I'm taking a bow because that's exactly what I told you during the break.
Sharif also said it's
exactly
to each
what I
their
told
own.
You. No, it's not to each his own.
Well, what if I have a very good shot that I want to start off with? So, like, cars – I have a very low angle shot, and it's cars coming at me from the safety bay, and I want to start –
the very beginning. You said the anchor's tossing it, right? Okay, welcome back out of the break or whatever you come in. So the causeway, is it safe to even cross? Our Jordan Kleber tells us, should you hold your breath crossing your way to the North Shore?
And then
and I go to you. So you want the video.
I want the video of the cars past me while I'm on the safety bay videoing the cars.
What?
Oh, you can start with the nat sound of the cars passing.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Matt, and then you don't have to necessarily come back on camera unless you're starting with a gnat to come, and your voice track, and you're voicing it, and it's a stand-up voice with the very beginning covering your stand-up, and you come back on camera to give a nugget of information that has no video to support it, then you're going into the package. You could do it that way. It's all like on. It all depends on what the reporter wants to do. There is no right or wrong way, but the way I explained it is the way I usually do it, and I try to throw in a bunch of gnat sounds, gnat breaks, and that pops in.
Did you film any pelicans? Better. Did we see some pelicans?
No, I saw.
I like how you use the counter wind to cross the bridge. It's really smart.
I saw a wooden sculpture of a pelican.
No, but do you notice that, right, when you cross the bridge? Yeah. They come the opposite direction using the wind of the cars. They don't have to flap their wings.
Sharif, I'm sorry that he made you have to come back on to answer my question.
Well, no, we're trying to help you. We're trying to help you get a good grade.
There's no help in Jordan, man, to be honest with you. I don't know anything about news unless it's storm coverage.
All right, let me ask you this as I let you go enjoy your day here. Does the thought of going back to school give you the heebie-jeebies like it does with me? Like, listening, the fact that I would, like, just hearing him say, I have a project due. They just told me during the break of another, he got a grade on what your legal class.
Yeah,
like,
my legal
brief. Just hearing it gave me anxiety. I'm done with school. I can never go back.
I still have those dreams of missing class and missing stuff. Like, and I'm 39 years old, and I graduated in LSU in 04 or 05. I can't remember.
That's why I'm trying to help him.
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm trying to help you. Use your connections. We know Sharif. He was just on. Let's ask him. Let's get an opinion. I'm trying to help you.
Well, I appreciate you coming back on, Sharif.
Thank you, Sharif.
Question.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, please don't put any whack packages out there, please.
That is very true. We're going to use our resources to help you get good grades. At the same time, there's a sense of responsibility. I mean, we know you, so you have to do good work.
Well, I'm not going to all of a sudden do a quick little clip of me showing my middle finger off to the world.
There's no reason to do that. Why would that even pop in your – Sharif, there's no hope for him. There is no hope.
No, there isn't. Nothing – he has not grown at all. He is staying on the same timeline as he was 3 years ago.
No. I'd have to disagree with that.
All right.
All right. Whenever the package is done, it better not be whack. I want to see what it looks like.
I'll send it to you, and you can maybe air it on WDSU.
Nah, I don't know about all that. Yeah, put it on Twitter. Put it on Twitter.
All right, I'll send it to you, Sharif.
Thank you, man. No, Twitter is what he said.
All right, I'll send it on Twitter. I'll put it on Twitter.
Put it on Twitter. Me and Gus will critique it even more.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, go. Critique.
No, well, yeah. I mean, look, that's how you learn, though. You're going to get better. I promise you your first package
is going to be awesome.
Well, it's going to get better.
Yeah, I
can't believe you derailed the show for this, Gus.
Well, he really did. I can't believe
it
either.
I'm here for him. That's part of this job.
We did not talk about sports for the last 10 minutes.
Well, what do you want me to tell you? You don't agree with me, so I'm trying to, get you help. So
you can apply those in the sports packages, too. It's just not your need. It needs to be applied in sports.
Right.
Thank you, Sharif.
Learn from Gus. He's the best.
Wow, that's really nice.
Wow.
A little bourbon might be coming your way. I'm just saying.
He might be drinking some bourbon.
You think he's already drinking some bourbon, huh?
He might be.
Wow. At Sharif WDSU. Hey, I know you love your EA Sports games. College football, you ready? Are you ready? EA Sports. It's in the game. You ready for college football to come back, right?
Yeah, I'm ready for the video game to come back.
Well, you're not going to get Notre Dame.
Of course we're not.
Notre Dame will not participate in the new EA Sports college football game until name, image, and likeness rules are finalized. University of Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick said his school will not provide its name, logos, or other branding property to EA Sports for the game until new rules that determine whether athletes will be able to receive a cut of the game's profits are finalized. The NCAA has indicated that it intends to change its rules to allow college athletes the ability to make money from some type of endorsement deals. Federal state lawmakers have also pushed legislation that would open up. And he says, until those rules are developed, we're out. Can't use our school, our name, our image, or likeness, or whatever.
Let's see how many schools follow.
Okay, but here's what I was going to
ruin it for the rest of us.
No, but to your point, you're saying ruin it. You know this was the reason why it stopped to begin with. The lawsuit, the ban and stuff. I mean, why would you have figured this out before you were releasing the game? Right? Right? I mean, wouldn't you have addressed this in the time that you haven't had a game?
Notre Dame.
At the same time, though, you say Notre Dame. This is why people don't care for Emmert or the NCAA. Where is their leadership in this? Where is their, if you would like to use the NCAA logo, here it is. So much for name, so much for likeness, so much for image.
You don't think they've thought about that, Gus? Obviously, there might
be. Well, they haven't put it out there.
There might be another underlying issue.
No, that's my point. Actually, I don't think they have. They're being forced to. That's why you heard this generic statement by the NCAA. Well, we're going to. We'd like to change the rules. How long does it take? You have the brightest minds in academia. That's the thing that I love the most about this, right? All these academia and academic people. Higher learning of institutions. You know, people that love to tell you they're smart?
Yeah.
They can't sit together in a stupid room.
The room's not stupid. The room's not stupid.
I'm sorry. The room. And any stupid people that act like they're smart can't come up with something or don't want to. It's not you can't. Of course you can. Because you know what's coming out at 3 minutes from now? New video from a probe that we just sent to Mars. Mm-hmm. We can send something 7 months from here.
That's fake.
Land it. Oh, okay, sorry. And get the video back. But we can't come up with the way to get name, image,
Arizona.
And likeness.
That's
I've said before, paying athletes just a flat fee, it's never going to work because somebody's got to come up with the money. Now, getting merchandising and people that purchase the tickets and support the program to provide that money, that makes all the sense in the world and does make sense. That's easy. You get a percentage. Figure it out. That makes all the sense in the world. You're never going to have institutions come up with the money. It's never going to happen. The NCAA don't want to give up its money. And guess what? Notre Dame didn't want to give up its money. But my point is sit down and make it happen. What else he got to do during COVID? I can't go anywhere. Get on a Zoom call every day. Figure it out.
It's that easy, huh?
It is that easy. You don't want to do it. If you want to do something, you will find it, right? I wanted to help you. We got Sharif on the phone. You got help.
This is true.
Just like that. Gus Cattingo for president of the NCAA. What do you think?
Yeah, let's
you wouldn't put me in charge of the NCAA? Thanks, Jordan, for your support. I just helped you, now you won't help me. Hour 3 coming back next on ESPN.
I would help you.